Today on Excellent Leadership with Sam Adeyemi.
So when I forgive someone, what I have realized is that I am not forgiving the person for the person's sake. I forgive the person for my sake. Because I want to be on the channel, same channel that my blessing is coming through. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Let's read. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but faith, walking through. Yes. So if you like to give titles, title this one, Faith and Forgiveness. Faith and Forgiveness. You remember Mark 11 from verse 22 or even the preceding verses where Jesus spoke to a fig tree. No one will eat fruit from you anymore. And the next day the disciples said, wow, master, the fig tree that you cursed has withered, dried up from the roots. And he said, have faith in God. Have the faith of God. Whoever will say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says. See, what God is doing tonight is bridging the gap between what you say and what you see. It's not hit and miss tonight. It's hit and take. If you've been saying it, but you've not been seeing it, there's a misalignment somewhere. He will have whatever he says. So he says in verse 24, and whatever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you will receive them and you shall have them. From the point, the place where you pray, you've got to be able to come to the point where there is a shift in your spirit from not having it to having it. You've got to be able to come to the place where you have a revelation of yourself having it. God taught me that is how I know answered prayer. I pray to the point where he changes the picture in my imagination. And the picture in my imagination comes by revelation. So once it becomes real there, then it becomes inevitable. It's then a matter of time. So when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. And in verse 25 it says, and when you stand, pray. If you remember that you have anything against anybody, it says, forgive the person. If you have anything against anyone, forgive him. That your heavenly Father may also forgive your trespasses. It says, if you do not forgive, your heavenly Father will also not forgive your trespasses. It's amazing. So, we hear a lot of messages on faith. But when you look at this passage, you realize there are two sides to this coin. The messages on forgiveness should be as much as the messages on faith. Because you have loads of people whose faiths, who have faith that is inactive, that is not productive. And most of the time, people don't make the connection that it is the quality of our relationships that is impacting on the effectiveness of our faith. So if we therefore, there's a need for us to keep drawing our attention to this, because relating with people is what happens to us every day. And being offended is what happens every day. Right? Right. Because when Jesus got on this topic, Peter had to ask him, so, Lord, how many times? Because this thing happens daily. It happens frequently, so we need to put a limit on it. How many times? Then he made a suggestion. 7 times. Jesus said, I didn't say 7 times. So if you ask me, I'll tell you 70 times 7. Whoa. 490 per day. Why did Jesus stretch it that way? Because Satan wants to render your faith impotent. And since he knows that that is what does the job, then it is part of his to-do list on a daily basis to put you in the place of offense, put you in the place of bitterness. It's on Satan's to-do list. Yeah. That's why when you are driving out in the morning, the first one will happen. Some of us, even before we leave the house. If he can't use anybody, he will send it through your phone as a text message that will annoy you in the morning, or a phone call. Bitterness is a satanic strategy that Satan leverages to dispossess us of what belongs to us. Because when you don't forgive, it breeds into bitterness. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 15, I read it in the Message Bible. It says, make sure no one gets left out of God's generosity. Keep a sharp eye for weeds of bitter discontent, a thistle or two gone to seed can ruin a whole garden in no time. Bitterness. Let me read it from the New King James Version. It can become a seed, but in the New King James Version, it is described as a root. And a particular person is used here as an example. Esau, right? That guy that we discussed once in a while. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. That's interesting, isn't it? In other words, this thing we're about to discuss will take you off the frequency of gift or grace. He said, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by these many become defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. A man of destiny, ending with weeping. A man of destiny, ending with weeping. Somebody that an angel had spoken about even before he was born. So I'll return back to the Message Bible and continue from verse 16. Watch out for the Esau syndrome, trading away God's lifelong gift in order to satisfy a short-term appetite. Appetite for revenge. You well know how Esau later regretted that impulsive act and wanted God's blessing. But by then, it was too late. Tears or no tears, they had returned the package to the sender. Have you experienced that before? I've experienced it before. If you don't go to collect it on time, then they return the whole package to the sender. Because the package and the person bringing it on a completely different track from the person who was supposed to receive it. This guy was crying at the end, weeping, and he still didn't get it. And what was it? They said bitterness. Bitterness. And the Bible says that it describes it as foolishness, trading the short-term feeling. You know, that short-term feeling, you know, of wanting revenge. Wanting revenge, you know, the hatred. Is that comparable to destiny? So when I forgive someone, what I have realized is that I am not forgiving the person for the person's sake. I forgive the person for my sake. Because I want to be on the channel, same channel that my blessing is coming through. So this is important.
How do we move on from a painful relationship? How could someone we care about hurt us so deeply? How do you overcome it? Discover the secrets to true joy and happiness through forgiveness in this new series by Sam Adeyemi. In this series, you will learn and discover the importance of forgiveness, how forgiveness sets you free, overcome hurt, and move forward. Discover the power of forgiveness and much more. For a love gift of $20 or more, we will send you this resource today. Start building your relationship again. So call toll-free now at 1-866-608-7782. International callers, call plus 44-151-808-0312 or visit samadeyemi.net. Start your journey to true happiness and joy today.
Mm-hmm. But when you're a Christian, you need to be tender-hearted. You need to have a soft conscience. It says, be courteous, be respectful. It says, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing. If they curse you, bless. That's Christian. Knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. Pay attention to this. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and do what? Pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. Who are the righteous? Those who have compassion, you know, who love as brothers, who are tender-hearted, who are courteous, who don't return evil for evil or reviling for reviling, who bless instead. Those are the righteous. God's ears are open to their prayers. Yes. Those, you know the picture I'm seeing? The way you are turning your face away from the person that is weeping is the way God is turning his own face away from you. Somebody say, sorry, I didn't say so. I'm just interpreting the Bible. That's easy. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. So we wonder why we don't get a flow of revelation. We wonder why the power of God is not at work in our lives. But why would God's power flow through you to heal people you don't like? What is it supposed to give you the revelation for? What is it supposed to give you the wisdom for? What is it supposed to give you the money for? What do you want to do with the promotion? All your prayer points are about the downfall of your enemies. So the more God promotes you, the more you will create the downfall yourself. Some people, if they promoted them in their office, they would deal with some people in that office. And that's not the purpose of the promotion. So, they hold it down from heaven. You mark time on the same spot till you get it. Switch frequencies. He said, if they curse you, he said, bless. One of the greatest challenges I've had as a Christian is from the passage in Matthew 5 where Jesus said, if someone slaps you on the right cheek, turn the left, that we should not revenge. He said, if someone curses you, bless the person. Pray for those that despitefully use you and persecute you. He said that you may be the children of your Father, that he causes the rain to fall both on the just and on the unjust. So this will be the sign that I am a child of my Father in heaven. That exactly what I want for the Christian is what I want for the person that is not saved. That's amazing. If you left it to some Christians, all the people that are not yet born again will die in the next 24 hours. You remember the disciples of Jesus requested from him permission to call down fire from heaven to consume some people, the people in the city of Samaria, because they refused to allow Jesus and his disciples to stay in any hotel in their city. That they said, Rabbi, sir, give us permission to call down fire from heaven to consume these people. Okay, I said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. So who will you preach to when you have killed everybody with fire? How does God flow through you to help, to impart, to empower people you don't like? Some of us are harboring inherited hatred. It is called prejudice. It is inherited. Whoever you have issues with has had no interaction with you personally. It was somebody else's experience plus or opinion that has colored your thought about this person that you are just seeing. That's prejudice. That's prejudging. And the whole world right now is filled with it. It's either racial, or it is gender, or for God's sake, tribal. That tribal one, in our part of the world here, in some other part it's racial, in some other places it's class. There are people you must not see your child with because of the class that their families belong to. And it's unconscious, but it was passed down. There are families that have absolutely nothing to do with each other. The tribal one is something else. I go on the internet just to check the comments after some news story. It's amazing. It's amazing. In Nigeria, bitterness, you know, that was created in the 60s. Now, coming out full force through people who were not born then. Their parents were not even married. When God says to Peter, arise, in Acts chapter 10, kill and eat, showed him all kinds of animals. Peter said, Lord, you know I have never eaten anything that is called unclean. Because it was labeled unclean before he was born. The one who did the labeling removed the label. Eat it. Abby, the one who did the labeling removed the label and said, eat. He said, I have never. 3 times. And God said, you must eat it. God wanted to move through Peter to bless. He was struggling with it. And sincerely speaking, some of us are not going to go beyond some particular points until we resolve some issues.
These days, everyone is always on the go. We understand that life gets busy. Thankfully, we've created a way for you to stay connected to Sam Adeyemi Ministries regularly, wherever you are and whatever time of day. Introducing the new Sam Adeyemi Ministries app. With the app, you can now obtain the most important ministry updates immediately. You can listen and even purchase messages you've missed or want to hear again. And you'll now have access to the best learning tools to help you along every aspect of the journey of life. Download it today. Available in Apple Store and Google Play.
How do we move on from a painful relationship? How could someone we care about hurt us so deeply? How do you overcome it? Discover the secrets to true joy and happiness through forgiveness in this new series by Sam Adeyemi. In this series, you will learn and discover the importance of forgiveness, how forgiveness sets you free, overcome hurt, and move forward. Discover the power of forgiveness and much more. For a love gift of $20 or more, we will send you this resource today. Start building your relationship again. So call toll-free now at 1-866-608-7782. International callers, call plus 44-151-808-0312 or visit samadeyemi.net. Start your journey to true happiness and joy today.
I saw something in Matthew 14, from verse 14. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion and healed their sick. When it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a deserted place and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food." And Jesus said, No. You get them something to eat. You know what I saw there? Jesus was moved with compassion when he saw the multitude, right? The disciples, no compassion. Send them to the villages, let them go get food for themselves to eat. The limit of the compassion was the limit of the faith. And the limit of the faith was the limit of the miracles. Why? The Jesus who had the compassion. The problem is not the limit of your resource. That's not God's problem. That they didn't have enough money was not God's problem. That it was only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish that a small boy had, that was not God's problem. Listen, your certificate, your qualification, your degree, that's not God's problem. Your lack of connection with someone is not God's problem. The limit of the money in your account, that's not God's problem. It is the limit of your love. That's God's issue. Because here, Jesus didn't have money, they didn't have money. Okay? He didn't have food, they didn't have food. But the one that had compassion was the one through whom the miracles flow and the bread multiplied and the crowd was fed. Someone here is switching channels tonight. Did you hear me? So there are some, if some of us handle more resources than some others, sincerely speaking, you will be able to analyze more correctly what is working if it is not money you are measuring, but compassion. Thank you, Jesus. So tonight, something is shifting. Amen. I said, someone is taking delivery of heavenly packages. This is looking sweet. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I mean, look at the huge difference between Jesus and the disciples there. Someone is breaking through lack here. Shattering barriers. Amen. Whatever structures, policies, human beings erected, constructed to stop you, they'll be shattered here tonight. Amen. All the excuses that seemed valid for you not making progress or fulfilling destiny or doing what God called you to do, you will see how cheap they are. They'll fizzle out. Someone here, it's change of status tonight. Let me put it like that. Just change of status. So let's start from somewhere. Bow your head for a minute.
Welcome back. I believe that you've been blessed. Now, you know what Jesus said? You don't forgive, my Heavenly Father won't forgive you. When you want to pray, you remember there's something, you forgive. I know that can be hard, but can we pray together? Because remember, when God gives us an instruction, He knows we don't have the capacity. He gives us the ability through the Holy Spirit. Let's pray together. Lord, in Jesus' name, thank you for my brother and my sister. Thank you, Lord, because there's a willingness to forgive, even though the pain may run deep. No one can heal us, not even the person who hurt us. So right now, in Jesus' name, let your healing power seep into our hearts, seep into our minds and our emotions, and even our physical bodies. Thank you for healing. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for deliverance from the pain. Thank you for the capacity to let go, to right of the dead. And now, Heavenly Father, I prophesy on my brother, prophesy on my sister. Restoration, miracles, breakthroughs in an unusual way in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you for joining us on this broadcast. I believe this is the season when God is moving mountains in your life. Expect some powerful testimonies. Remember to share them with us. And we'll see you again next time on this broadcast. But just before you go away, our announcer has a few things to share with you. God bless you.
How do we move on from a painful relationship? How could someone we care about hurt us so deeply? How do you overcome it? Discover the secrets to true joy and happiness through forgiveness in this new series by Sam Adeyemi. In this series, you will learn and discover the importance of forgiveness, how forgiveness sets you free, overcome hurt, and move forward. Discover the power of forgiveness and much more. For a love gift of $20 or more, we will send you this resource today. Start building your relationship again. So call toll-free now at 1-866-608-7782. International callers, call plus 44-151-808-0312 or visit samadeyemi.net. Start your journey to true happiness and joy today. These days, everyone is always on the go. We understand that life gets busy. Thankfully, we've created a way for you to stay connected to Sam Adeyemi Ministries regularly, wherever you are and whatever time of day. Introducing the new Sam Adeyemi Ministries app. With the app, you can now obtain the most important ministry updates immediately. You can listen and even purchase messages you've missed or want to hear again. And you'll now have access to the best learning tools to help you along every aspect of the journey of life. Download it today. Available in Apple Store and Google Play.